Agents of Change.
In 1945, as the war in Europe was coming to an end, a soldier was arrested on the Eastern Front by the spy branch of the Soviet Red Army for disrespectfully referring to Stalin as the man with the mustache. Even though the man, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, was a loyal communist, he was sentenced to 8 years in a labor camp. Once free, he lived a quiet life as a high school math teacher in a small Russian town. He secretly wrote poems and plays, with no hope of having them published, until one of his novels suddenly became a surprising international sensation in the early 60s. One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich is a groundbreaking novel about a prison camp inmate, for which he drew experience from his own time in the prison system. And all of a sudden, Solzhenitsyn was being compared to the legends of the Russian literature, such as Dostoevsky. Over the next decades, his literary fame spread throughout the world as he drew upon his first-hand experiences to write novels. Naturally, the Soviet state saw him as a spion, a traitor. It campaigned to silence him, trying to stop the publication of his new works and even confiscating his manuscripts. However, because of his international fame, the deadly grip of the Soviets could not contain Solzhenitsyn's reach. Hundreds of well-known European intellectuals joined the call for a cultural boycott of the Soviet Union because of their try to silence the author. In 1970, he was even awarded a Nobel Prize, although he wasn't there to accept it. He feared that the Soviets could prevent him from ever returning back home. By this time, he had written his masterpiece, a detailed history of the Gulag prison camps, a chain of labor camps that 60 million people had entered during the course of the 20th century, some of them never making it out. At the time of the publication, the operations and even the existence of Gulag camps was considered a taboo. The impact of the book was unprecedented. It was described as the greatest and most powerful single indictment of a political regime ever to be leveled in modern times. By successfully shedding the light on the wrongdoings of the Soviet regime, he soon paid for his success. He was followed and threatened until the state finally took his citizenship away and deported him in 1974. After a short stay in Europe, he decided to settle in the United States of America. There, he firmly believed that he would soon be able to return, and that's why he refused to assimilate with the American culture. Instead, he remained loyal to his work, and above all, to his ideal of truth. He continued to criticize both the United States government and American society for their capitulation in Vietnam. And when given a chance to speak at Harvard, he used the opportunity to criticize American consumerism, causing a public scandal. That's why many in the West did not quite know what to make of the man. On the one hand, he was without a doubt a great writer and a hero who had defied the Russian authorities. But because he seemed willing to criticize everyone else as well, the Democrats and the liberals, he was anything but popular. Even though his controversial views made him unlikable, Mr. Solzhenitsyn was bigger than all of this. His books and his life had the effect of a nuclear explosion, destroying what was left of Soviet reputation. And even Mr. Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union himself, eventually recognized his great role in bringing the Soviet Empire to its bitter end. Solzhenitsyn died in 2008, outliving the system that he spent fighting so many years by almost 2 decades. This is Clara from Slovenia for the Agents of Change podcast, for the world goes to where we take it.